I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's time to ask what? The CLO. We'll get to it.
Pillars, tiles, what you want?
Same thing. They've always stolen. All right. Ready, CLO? Here we go. This is from Starlin in Oklahoma City. Starlin writes, my husband is begging to downsize, but I can barely stand him in the big house we live in now. I don't think we'll survive in a smaller home because he doesn't respect my space. How do I tell him that I don't want to move into a smaller house? Wow.
Why don't you just tell him what you just told us?
Mm-hmm. See how that goes.
He can't move unless you go.
Hello.
Downsize? You talking about like into a tiny house?
She didn't say a tiny house. She said a smaller house.
No. That's what she said. And she's scared because he already don't respect her privacy. Well, you move in that tiny house. I got news for you.
What? What's going to happen?
Privacy over. Oh, I have been in the tiny house. That toilet is way too close to the kitchen.
Here we go.
I ain't never seen a tiny house with two toilets. It's just one. And somebody gonna be in there when you in the kitchen.
Wow.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't downsize. I'm not downsizing. No.
But she doesn't like him in the big house, so she's saying she's really not gonna like him in the tiny, well, the smaller house.
It ain't the house, it's him. She don't like him. He can stay across the street. She ain't gonna like it if he come over.
All right. Moving on to Odell in Flint. Odell writes, I'm turning 60 in December, so I'm throwing a big house party and I'm inviting all of my so-called trifling friends that my wife hates and has said she doesn't want them in her house. Is it a night of good old-fashioned fun and weed smoking worth? Is a night of that worth a fight with my wife?
Bro, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't understand your question.
Yeah.
Good for nothing, trifling friends.
So-called trifling friends, huh?
If they trifling, why they your friend?
Why are you doing?
And his wife.
Why you want them in your house?
Right.
His wife doesn't.
And then your wife said, no, it's her house. Bro, y'all don't even know how you think this finna be a night of good old weed smoking fun. You know how high? I ain't never smoked weed, so I'm not an expert, but let me just assume this. You know how high you got to be to have somebody over the house and like them that you don't like? You know how much weed you got to smoke to start liking a person?
But his wife hates them and she doesn't want them in the house.
You know how much weed your wife gonna have to smoke to start liking these people?
Oh, my goodness. This is a disaster waiting to happen. It is.
Bro, this don't make no sense at all. Why don't you just have a 60? Do you have any decent friends?
I think he was high when he wrote this.
Maybe he was, Tommy.
Yeah.
Smoky. Friday.
He had to be high.
And, bro, look. I'm from Smokey that generation. So I have friends who smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that I've never done it. And it's just amazing to them that I still don't smoke weed. It's nothing in it for me. But I'm not finna have no... I don't like you and you coming to... I don't have people over my house I don't like. That ain't happening.
No. That energy.
Some high energy? I don't want that.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. So it's not worth the fight with his wife, though. All right, moving on to Carissa in Newark, CLO. Carissa writes, I kept my best friend's new dog. I opened the garage door and he ran out. I didn't find the dog until right before dark, and I didn't tell my friend about it right away. She's mad because I didn't call when it happened. Is her anger at me justified or not?
That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know why she told her.
Yeah. You come back, your dog at the house.
Mm-hmm. Just like it never
tired
happened.
And exhausted, but he at the house.
Yeah. The fact that he been gone, what was we tripping on that for?
Right.
He can't tell.
He been in the streets.
He been in them streets. Went up the street to holler at that poodle and it got late.
Yes. Yeah, that's crazy that she would tell. Oh, well.
See, I don't do none of that. No, don't give me. I'm not keeping your dog. I don't want the one I got. So please don't ask me to keep your dog. I'm keeping your dog, man. Your dog got out. She lucky it wasn't in my house because the story would have been, man, over that garage or that dog shot right out of there. Did you go get him?
I didn't know
where it was going.
You were trying to ride a dog.
I didn't know where he was going.
I left the garage open. I went on and went to work.
Why? Well, I thought he was going to come back.
Yeah, I had a presentation at the job, so I left the garage door in case he wanted to come back in there. He never came back. Man, your dog crazy.
Wow.
So when you were driving to work, you didn't see the dog anywhere?
This is really bad, Steve.
No, the dog, when he shot out the garage, he went the other way. I go out the driveway. I make a right.
So you couldn't make a left to try to look for the dog. You couldn't do that.
I left the garage open for him to come back.
He doesn't live there. He may not know where to go.
Clearly the dog has somewhere to go.
Or he didn't like you. He was trying to run away.
When was the last time you fed the dog and gave the dog some
That's more? Why I opened the garage door. I see you feed. I guess he ain't want it, so he gonna trip.
Word to the wise, never let Steve keep your dog.
I thought he was going down there. I thought he knew a dog up the street. They were gonna have breakfast together. I didn't know. I said, man, run and have breakfast with his boy.
That's terrible.
They had been barking that night. I don't know what they said to each other. So I know when that dough went over there, I thought he was going over there straightening it out, but he ain't come back.
This is really bad.
Never let Steve watch
it. I know. That's the lesson here.
Yep.
Okay, last one. King in Miami says, my wife went through my phone, saw a photo of me and my ex. We were in high school on the picture, so there's no reason for my wife to be mad. My mother sent me the photo, so I saved it to my phone. How is this picture a threat to my wife?
What you need the whole picture for?
How did they say how old they were?
No, but, I mean, this is back when they were in high school when the picture came about.
Yeah, I know, but see, how old are they now?
No, he doesn't say. He's old.
Grown.
Yeah,
he's married. Grown.
Yeah.
Because if they 20, it's a problem.
No. No, they're way older than 20.
10-year reunion coming up. She told me she going to be there. That's a problem. You know, if it's close to reunion time, she called and wanted to let you know she was going to be there.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, CLO.
She was such a cute girl. You know, I always thought y'all was good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.